Ah, hello. Glad you could join me. That's me back from my travels then. Back from the northwest Pacific coast of the United States of America from Washington State. No delays getting back this time, I'm happy to report. No emergency podcast recordings in hotel rooms near airports. None of that. Unlike the last time I was over in the US back in July, I think it was. It was all very easy coming back. I came back via Dublin this time, and I have to say, what a pleasant way to do it. Avoiding that cattle market that is Heathrow. I thoroughly recommend that. Anyway, enough of my travel plans. Welcome to episode 34.
Enjoy your piping with Gary West in association with RG Hardy Bagpipes.
Yes, Ailey, in good voice as always, and thank you once again to RG Hardy Bagpipes, my main sponsor, and always at the forefront of manufacturing of bagpipes, great Glasgow-based company, bagpipes and all manner of other Highland ware and instruments of all kinds, including actually the twist trap practice pipes, which I'll just mention because I've been having a wee shot of them of late. More on that, I think, in the new year. Anyway, RG Hardy, thank you once again. So, yeah, I have to say it's a cold, dark, dreich day here out at the Bothy. And, it was a bit like this when I left the US, West Coast, I have to say. And I'm beginning to think that the entire Northern Hemisphere is under one big rain cloud and has been for 2 weeks now because, despite coming all the way across the American continent, all the way across the Atlantic, it was exactly the same weather when I got back. So I think we need something to cheer us, to warm us, to get the toes tapping. And for all of these things, you can always rely on the peat bog fairies.
Thank you.
Well, that's me warmed up now. I hope you are too, and you can always rely on the Peat Bog Fairies to get things moving along nicely. The Locks and Rocks Reel was the name of that track from What Men Deserve to Lose. That was the name of their 2007 album. I think that was their fifth album altogether. They've been very much leading from the front with that kind of Celtic fusion music, I suppose you would call it, driving bass and percussion and lovely tunes over the top of that. And yeah, Peat Bog Fairies, always worth a play. Now, to last week. We had a lot of fun making last week's programme across there in the northwest of the United States in Mount Vernon amongst many friends. I always have fun making this programme, but it was so nice to be amongst friends. And if you heard it, you'll know that I wasn't alone in the room. There were quite a few people there supporting me and egging me on and generally making a nuisance of themselves. No, they were pretty well behaved overall. Anyway, I very much enjoyed that programme. And you might recall, if you heard it, that we had something of a scoop last week, an exclusive, because we were allowed to play a track from the Simon Fraser University's as yet unreleased recording of their pre-Worlds concert in Glasgow back in August. And the set we played was their Dysart tribute set, their tribute to the Dysart and Dundonald Pipe Band, a band that inspired many of us, I have to say. Well, let's hear from that inspiring band themselves. This was a decade after their world championship success in the late 1970s. This was a 1989 recording. They had many years of making great music after their heyday, you could say, which was the late 70s. Still an excellent band for another few decades after that. As I said, this was 1989 when Tam Brown was in charge of the band, and he composed the first two tunes in this set from the Dysart and Dundonald. We'll be right back. Great stuff, innovative stuff, as always, from the Desert and Dundonald Pipe Band. The first two tunes there composed by their pipe major at that time, 1989, that was recorded, The Fallen Stag and The Fulmer's Flight by Tam Brown, and then pipe major George Allen, the well-known Donald MacLeod hornpipe, rounding that off. And although it was originally recorded in 1989, as I said, it also appeared on the 30th anniversary CD of the KRL label, which was released in 2008. Piping All Over the World was its title. KRL, very important label and organisation as far as pipe bands were concerned, run by the late Gus MacDonald and Isabel Waugh. And yeah, we maybe don't give enough credit to the people behind the scenes, and the record labels are certainly part of that. I've often mentioned Green Tracks, which is a label I know very well, Ian Green, who's done a huge service to traditional music in general. But yeah, I think the KRL camp needs a shout out as well, because they've done so much. They've released so much top quality pipe band music over the years, and along with its sister imprint, Monarch. But they didn't just give us, or don't just give us, great pipe band music. There's plenty solo piping on there too. And they always seem to have a sharp eye, or sharp ear, when it came to spotting stars of the future as well. And their 2005 album, The Young Ones, featured three players who were destined for the top in various ways. And that was clearly spotted by the label. Many World Pipe Band Championships titles, between them a Grade 1 pipe band, future pipe major, and one of the world's greatest soloists, were the three players all involved in that. They were Andrew Carlisle, Alan Tully, and an exceptionally young-looking Callum Beaumont as well, all playing superbly well. And I'm going to go with Andrew Carlisle this time, as we don't get the chance to hear him in recorded form all that often. If you go to all the solo competitions, you'll certainly hear him, because he's a regular at the likes of the Northern Meeting and the Argyllshire Gathering and all the top solo competitions. He competes at gold medal level in the solos. He also happens to be a member, a long-term member, of the Field Marshal Montgomery for many years now, so he has shared in most of their world titles. He teaches at the Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, but he hails from Ballygowan in Northern Ireland originally. He was 18 when he recorded this set of classic strathspeys and reels, beginning with the Piper's Bonnet. This is Andrew Carlisle. Yeah, great playing from a great piper. Andrew Carlisle there with some big, big competition style strathspeys and reels. The Piper's Bonnet, the Cameronian Rant, Charlie's Welcome, and John Morrison of Ascent House. Recorded in 2005 when he was 18 years of age, just. And that's on the KRL album, The Young Ones. Now, I'm very excited, I have to say. I'm sure you can hear just how excited I am. And that's because I have purchased a ticket for one of my favourite bands ever, a band I've never seen live. And that's perhaps not surprising because they haven't played live, in public at least, for 45 years. 1979 was their last gig. And this was a band we used to listen to all the time, going to and from competitions on the pipe band bus, along with some of the other big classic Irish bands of the 1970s. I'm talking about the Bothy Band, who are reforming, at least for a couple of gigs, and I'm going to be there. As part of Celtic Connections in January, they're playing the Royal Concert Hall in Glasgow on the 22nd of January. As I said, the first public concert since 1979. And what a lineup! All massive figures in Irish traditional music. Donal Lunny, Trina Ní Dóil, Matt Malloy and flute, Paddy Keenan, Paddy Glacken and Kevin Burke, both wonderful fiddlers. And they'll be joined by Sean O'Graham on guitar as well. So yeah, they're playing, as I said, Celtic Connections. They're also doing a gig in Belfast on the 25th of February. And I'm not going to be there, but I don't care, because I'll be at the Glasgow one, all being well. So, in honour of this, I'm so excited. I've done a wee mixtape of some of my favourite tracks from the 1970s. I hadn't realised this till I looked them up, but they only were around for 4 or 5 years back in the second half of the 1970s. I'd always assumed they'd been there for many, many years, but no, they were short-lived, so even more exciting that they're getting back together. So here's the wee mixtape, just to get you in the mood. This is the Bothy Band.
And a bone, 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 and a b Vein in fetter fulle man in vein in fetter fulle man in jungen back und der mare vein mit gresser na ring na marik net in uns hier
na bo na bo na na bo na bo na bo na bo bo na fa fulle wolle ja na bo na bo na bo na bo na bo na bo bo na fa fulle wolle adur shi tat na sha adur shi tat na sha adur shi tat na sha vein mit gresser na ring na marik net in uns hier na bo na bo na bo na bo na bo na bo bo na fa fulle wolle ja na bo na bo na bo na bo na bo na bo bo na fa fulle wolle
That's a thing I'll never do. If I lose the flower of England, I shall lose the branch too. I shall lose the branch too.
Takes me back to late nights and early mornings on the Vale of Athol bus going to and from the likes of Dunoon Cowell games. That was always a 4:30 a.m. start to head off to the competition, and it was about the same time the next night, the next morning, that we were back again. And the miles were eaten up with that kind of music, and very often specifically that music, the Bothy Band. And what was in that mixtape? Well, we had The Butterfly, Do You Love an Apple? Do You Love a Pear? Farewell to Erin, Funala, The Keshjeg, The Death of Queen Jane, Old Hag, You've Killed Me, all classics, and there's much, much more where that came from. I don't know if there's tickets left, I haven't checked. There weren't many when I got my tickets a couple of weeks ago or a few weeks ago for the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall on the 22nd of January. And you also get another chance the 25th of February at the Belfast Waterfront Hall. Miss it at your peril. First gig for 45 years for one of the great bands of Celtic music. Well, I was mentioning that concert by the Simon Fraser University Pipe Band that took place in August. Well, there was another concert took place in August here in Scotland. It may have been a slightly smaller venue, but it was just as important in its own way. And it took place in the Barony Hall in Cumnock in East Ayrshire back in early August, the 6th of August it was. And this featured the Epic Community Band, with special guest the Kilmarnock Pipe Band. Now, they've recorded that for CD, which has wound its way to me, and I'm very grateful indeed to Karen McCrindle, who sent me that CD. And Karen's been really at the kind of epicentre of this whole project, along with one or two others. I think I'm just going to read you the welcome, the first paragraph of the welcome from the programme on the day at the concert, because it says it all, really. And this really is a story of how to make something very positive out of something very negative. The absence of piping and the draining of piping from local communities in the East Ayrshire district, and then people deciding, well, we're not going for that. We're not going to allow that to happen. We're going to make something happen. So I quote here in the welcome, "Against all odds and out of the ashes of a community that once boasted 8 pipe bands, gone. A rich cultural heritage, gone. A school's instrumental teaching program that created a generation of local players, gone. No local pipe bands, no teaching, no opportunity for young people to take music in school with their national instrument, and no opportunities or pathways for young people to pursue performance excellence, further education or career opportunities. Opportunities available to young people across Scotland, but denied to the young people of Cumnock and its surrounding area. Then a car crash, a global pandemic, tragic loss of life, the cost of living crisis, and yet, against all odds and out of the ashes comes an epic new dawn. Epic New Dawn is a spectacular concert to celebrate our 5th anniversary, showcasing our epic young people as a window into the future, a future of a successful community, a community proud of its young people and young people who are proud of their community." Well, beautiful words and very sincerely meant and sincerely received, I have to say. And Epic is East Ayrshire Pipe Band Academy, which has just been going, as we heard there, for a few years. But lots of young people taking to pipes and drums and taking to them very well indeed. Let's have a listen then to the fruits of this labour. This is "Take Me to Rio" by Mark Saul from the East Ayrshire Pipe Band Academy. We'll be right back. Lovely stuff from the Kilmarnock Pipe Band with that second track there. McLeod's Oran Mór was the slower than the Thrapple Dowser by Karen McCrindle herself. Caberfae and the Electric Pumpkin. That's from the album New Dawn. And just before that, we heard the Young Ones, the East Ayrshire Pipe Band Academy, with the Mark Saul tune Take Me to Rio. And I think this is an amazing, fantastic initiative. There are others across the country, and that's so good to see. It's all about people giving up their time, giving their expertise to make sure that our wonderful tradition, piping and drumming, doesn't disappear in local communities. And on that evidence, that's certainly not going to disappear anytime soon in East Ayrshire. Well done to all of these guys. Now, I've just been doing a wee bit of trawling through my CD collection here at the Bothy, trying to find you something new that I've not played you, not necessarily new, but maybe hidden away. I have to say, my CD collection here is in a bit of a buruch. There's a good word for you if you're not Scottish. A buruch. A mess. They're all over the place. There's piles on shelves, they're stacked here and there, on the floor, they're in drawers, in CD stands, it's a bit of a mess. I need to sort them out. I need to do a bit of alphabetizing, if that's even a word. Well, it is now. Or put them in genre, or something. Well, genre wouldn't be much help. All filed under piping. That wouldn't get me very far. Anyway, the good thing about being disorganised like that is that you come across things that have been hidden away, maybe at the back of a drawer, including this one. Now, I remember when this album came out, 2010, or I remember it soon after that anyway, but I haven't heard it for ages, and there's some great stuff on this. This was the recording of a project, a kind of arts project that took place in and about the very north of Scotland. It was called Uruchug. And it involved some very fine young players, James Graham, Katrina McLeod, James Ross, wonderful piano player, Rona Sutherland, and Carol Ann Mackay on pipes. And it's a lovely, lovely thing, actually, listening to it. And I noticed, I hadn't actually noticed this before, that amongst Carol Ann's compositions on this album is a tune called The Young Canister, which might seem an interesting name, but that my eyes lit up at that, because that means, and she said it was written for the wedding of one of her cousins, and I suddenly realised that means I must be distantly related to Carol Ann Mackay, because the original canister, who would have been about three generations, I think, before the one she wrote the tune for, was married to my great aunt. He was Willie MacLeod of Melness. He was a fine piper, by all accounts. I never met him. He was gone, sadly, before I was born. And then various generations have kept the same nickname. So anyway, I was very interested to hear this track, and I hope you'll enjoy it too. This is Uruchug with The Young Canister. ¶¶ Cúrichig, a project to celebrate the traditional music and culture of the very north of Scotland, of Sutherland in particular. And Carol Ann Mackay was the composer of these tunes, and she led on pipes there. The tunes specifically were the Acheltubui Road Retreat, the Profit and Loss Jig, and the Young Canister. And yeah, I thought you might enjoy that. And I'm not going to stick it back in the very rear of the drawer that I found it in. It's going to have pride of place because there's lots of other stuff there that I think you would enjoy. And I'll put a wee note to bring that to you again in the not too distant future. Uruchig is its title. Now, last week, you might recall, when I was on my travels, I gave you a few sets from Zephon Nicol, wonderful piper based up there in the northwest of the United States, and teaching, doing some great teaching around there too. Anyway, when I was having a chat with Zephon, he mentioned that at one time he had played with the Alberta Caledonia Pipe Band from Canada. And he also kindly pressed a CD of theirs into my hand to take home with me. Now, I did recognise the cover. I knew I had this already, but of course, I couldn't find it in my Burich. So thank you, Zephon, for giving me another copy of this Alberta Caledonia Pipe Band CD. And lovely it is too. From that, here is Dance Around the Cup. That's a great sounding band, the Alberta Caledonia, with a track from their album Another Round. The tunes in there, Dance Around the Cup, James McLennan's favourite, The Cat and the Dog's Stupidities, Jig, Polyrhythmically Challenged. It's a challenge to say that, and I suspect even more of a challenge to spell it. And I'm going to have to spell it, am I, to put it in the notes below. Polyrhythmically Challenged. Then Duncan Lament, that's a bit easier, I can cope with that. Blackley of Hillsdale, The Rejected Suitor, Dance Around the Cup again to finish. Alberta Caledonia, pipe band, good stuff. And that's about it for this week. Thanks for being with me. Now I'll plan to bring you one more EYP next week. That will be episode 35, and then I'm going to take a week off for Christmas, and so I'll be back with you thereafter in the new year, in 2024. How did that happen? But yeah, normal service next week, all being well. And don't forget, if you are a friend of the podcast, it's Christmas party time this weekend, Sunday 17th, 7 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, UK time, and however that translates time-wise for wherever you happen to be in the world. Yeah, hopefully you'll have had your invitation, your Zoom invitation by now. And I hope you can join me on Sunday. If you're not a friend of the podcast yet, there's still time to make it, still time to join so you can come to the party. Now, I don't mean to be exclusive about this, but tough. If you haven't joined, then you're no getting to come. But there's still time. And if you would like to support the podcast now or at any time in the future, you can join easily. There's a pop-up there or a support the show little link there down below. Or you can join via my website, which is garywest.scot. Do drop me a line, by the way. Again, I've got a bit of catching up to do with your correspondence, but my email address is eyp@garywest.scot. Always good to hear from you. And anyway, thank you so much if you have been supporting the podcast. It really does make a difference and keeps us going. And we've been going now since April. That's quite a few months. As I said, episode 35 coming up next week. I hope you can join me for that. Anyway, that's it for now. Thanks for being with me. Do have a good week ahead. And until next time, please do enjoy your piping. Cheers.